game.
I don't think there's such thing as a rivalry in the NFL. I think as soon as you make something a rivalry, you make somebody more important than the next. And, you know, the Detroit Lions aren't any more important than any other team. We have to play them, and we have to compete against them on Sunday, and they deserve our maximum respect. If we say there's a rivalry, then we're saying that one game's more important than the other, and it's not. Every game has an equal amount of importance, whoever you're playing, and it would be disrespectful of 30 other teams if we said that this game was more important than the next, or a bigger rivalry than the next. That's respecting everybody else you're playing, and I don't think that's fair or respectful of playing and coaching in this league. I mean, I just worry about our guys doing their job and staying focused on what they have to do and not get caught up in things that are issues that, you know, we can't control. And this man's a very good football player, and, you know, when he plays from start to finish, that's what we're concerned about. He's a very good football player, and he's one of the difference makers on their team, and that's where our focus is, things that we can control, and that's blocking him, you know, between the time the whistle blows and the clock starts and the end of the play.
But if somebody like it, which has happened on other teams, had popped off about that and made that an issue and stuff like that, would that be something that you would not want to happen?
I can't speak for other teams. You know, we talk about respecting our opponents. They're guys just like us. They go to work every day just like us. And we don't have an advantage playing another team because they're just like us. The advantages we have are the things that we can control. Yeah, I mean, he'll work out the next couple of days and continue to get treatment. But as I said, I'm optimistic. I was last week, and I am again that he'll be ready to go. It's all up to trainers and to the doctors. I mean, if the doctors and the trainers say he's ready to go, then he's ready to go. I won't be making this decision. It'll be made by the doctors and the trainers with Charles' best interests at heart. And this game isn't the most important game if he's not ready to play for him. And, you know, I expect that he will. I'm optimistic that he will. But I won't be looking for anything other than one of the doctors or Chris to tell me that he's ready to go.
We had
the noise, and you know, it's not as fast a surface that we're going to play on in Detroit. So I believe that it'll give us an opportunity to be faster and to feel faster when we get out there. But the weather was so nice, who wouldn't want to be outside for 3 days?